big is it my?
Hello, hello.
Oh, baby, tell me what that thing's. Hey, what's going on, world? How you feeling? How you living? It's your main man, Torian Terrell, aka Mr. Preppy Boy in the building. And I got my people with me. I got my brother Duke.
What up?
I got my sister Toria.
Hello.
Well, drunk ass. We always drink.
Oh, stop it. It's Saturday.
True. This is so true. How y'all feeling today?
I'm feeling lovely.
Feeling good. Feeling good.
Good, man. How
feeling
was y'all?
Good. Feeling great.
How was y'all week?
Man, we don't want to
talk. Yeah.
It's the weekend. Let's
yeah.
I feel you, brother.
Let's not talk about
I feel
you. Let's not talk about Monday through Friday.
Hey, brother, I feel you. Hectic week. Hectic week, man.
And I got a sick child at home, so it's even worse. No sleep for me.
Oh, man. Hey, man, that's life. That's life, man.
When you got kids,
you know what I'm saying? We shoot the club up, and then we the end result is a sick baby. Ha!
Yeah. But I shot no club up for anyone listening that is law enforcement.
It's a metaphor for just ejaculating everywhere. Yes.
I still have no idea what he is talking about. In case law enforcement is listening.
See, yeah, fuck you, man. Y'all, it's so much. Like, even though our week was crazier. The world of entertainment world was a lot more crazier. You know what I'm saying? If y'all didn't hear, Monique had leaked, her and her husband had leaked a little conversation between her and Tyler Perry. Y'all heard that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard some of it. I didn't hear everything.
Me either. But what I did hear was, like, she wanted Madea to come out. She didn't want to listen to Tyler Perry and his... I can give you some money now.
Billionaire bullshit, basically.
Yeah, she wanted to hear Madea. I bust a cap in your ass.
She wanted to hear, a black man's opinion and not whatever portraying, I guess. That's basically what she was trying to say.
For me, nowadays, being a celebrity, you got to be careful now. People phone tapping you, and you got to be careful who you talk to and everything. Like, I'm sure Tyler Perry figured, like, they're recording him. Maybe so, maybe not. But, like, how would you feel if I was doing that to y'all? We was talking and I recorded that shit and put it on YouTube.
I personally wouldn't care. Like, he didn't say anything bad. Like, I didn't understand the whole point of him being recorded.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but I guess she was trying to, I guess, get somebody that was part of their big three, Oprah, Lee Daniels, and him, to say something.
Lee Daniels, guy, he got exposed, but we're
going to get to him in a minute.
Yeah, but even Tyler Perry was like, listen, though, you got to talk to them about whatever you got going on. Like, don't bring me into, we're not teaming up on you, basically, like. And he said, hey, if I give you whatever money you owed and leave it at that. Like, okay, cool. Like, that could have been done how many years ago? When it pressed?
Shit, like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
I think 2009-ish.
Yeah.
So that's 8 years. Come on now.
And the crazy thing about it, it all stems from her not promoting Precious like they wanted. I heard she got paid 50 G's just to do that role.
That's not a lot,
which I would be pissed too. And may have gone on a rent just like her. So that's where all this stems from that little bit, because she felt like she should have got paid more money to promote it like everybody else. You know, Oprah got her money, Lee Daniels got his, Tyler got his. But she, I guess, if she got 50 G's, I'm assuming the girl that played Precious probably got 25.
Or 50.
Or 50. Maybe 50, yeah. You know
it might have been even. And then you really have a problem.
She was also starting out, too. Monique is a legend, as we all
what?
Know.
Right.
Wait, hold on. Say what? A comedy legend? Yeah. I mean,
she's still a celebrity. Like, you can't just...
Well... All
right. Yeah. Let's say that.
50,000 is not a lot compared to... I mean, everybody knew going to do.
Right.
When you got certain people behind it, you know that movie's going to blow up. And it right. and 50,000, that's not a lot. I can see 500,000.
Not even that, because, I mean, the movie did well. Did very good. And like you said, when you got Oprah and all these people behind it, you should get a little bit more than that, 500,000. Her role was through the whole movie. It wasn't like she was in there like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. She right. was in there through the whole movie.
Like a little cameo or whatever.
You know, yeah. I mean, yeah, like you said, 50 G's is not a lot. And I can see why she went off like that. You know, but the record Tyler Perry and everything, I mean, I
guess she's trying to prove a point. It's like, I'm not out here trying to look crazy. I'm not out here just trying to, like, you know, get money or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they actually had a legit relationship. Right. So when he tried the whole thing, as far as, like, you know what, whatever you're missing, I'll go ahead and pay you. That's when she called it, okay, now you being a billionaire, I need to talk to Madea. Because now he's saying, okay, well, you know what, I'll just pay you the money. I'll just write you off. I don't have time for this. Mm-hmm. And not really understanding the bottom line issue of that, dude, we worked as a team here. Like, give me what I deserve. She said, it's business.
Right, it's the principality, right. partner.
Right. So I think that was her whole, in my opinion, her whole motive for recording the conversation.
Okay, so with that being said, the whole Netflix thing, that I guess that's another monster in itself, because now she's getting paid for that now.
Hold on, before we move on to that, because I just saw something on YouTube earlier that Tyler Perry bought Tiffany Haddish a Tesla.
Yes, a brand new one. Yep.
Yeah. So
trying to buy.
I think that's a little spicy. That's a little spicy. That's a little, you know.
Tyler trying to get that booty.
Oh no, I was thinking something else. I was thinking, you know, that was like a jab at Monique.
Probably so. Yeah.
Probably so. You know. We'll never know until it come out. Until Monique do another video.
All right.
I love that.
Hopefully she don't.
Yeah.
Hopefully she just get her money, get her just due, and, you know.
Well, now she is. You know what I'm saying? She is now. I mean, because Netflix about to pay her $10 million to do her stand-up. Mm-hmm. It's her stand-up special now. And
oh, word?
So, yeah, $10 million. So she's getting
paid. That shit got to be funny.
Yeah, it better be funny. You know what I'm saying? Because you raise all type of hell. You better make sure you winning right now with that.
I think she'll talk about it though. She gotta talk about it.
Oh yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I just hope it's not terrible though. I hope it's funny though. Cause I hate to see people like that just, you know, they do all of that and then once you get what they ask for, they just fumble. They fumble the opportunity. I just don't like seeing people fumble the opportunity, so
yeah. So again, Duke, breaking up, brother. I didn't hear you on that.
Shit, I'm breaking up. Oh, okay. Let me see.
Hope you ain't got no Android.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with Samsung, all right? Nope. Android all
day.
We
don't know nothing about them words. They're not paying us. Shush.
All right, am I back?
All right, yeah, you good, brother.
All right.
But yeah, like you said, yeah, I hope it's fire. I hope it's, you know what I'm saying? Because she getting paid that Amy Schumer money that she asked for. And, you know what I'm saying? So, now, we got to get on Lee Daniels. Lee Daniels, it seems like he's the pinnacle of all this that's going on. It stems from him. It stems from him.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about his pictures from, like, years ago.
And
his name should not be Lee Daniels anymore.
Be like
you need to be like Leandrophis
the third.
Yeah, the third
Winthorpe
Benedict's something. No, right, go ahead.
No, it's all good, brother. So you know, before the whole Precious thing, he needed a little dolo, and he went to his friend Dame Dash. You know what I'm saying? Dame Dash, being the man he is, he's behind Black Excellence and behind Black people doing major things that he believes can be great. So Dame went and gave this man $2 million of his money. If y'all already didn't know, he gave $2 million of his hardworking Rockefeller, Rockwell money. And Lee Daniels, and the money was for the Richard Pryor project bio that never happened. And so Dame is like, okay, it never happened, but now I guess you use that money to go with Precious and all these big things that's happening. You capitalize off that $2 million that I gave you. Now I want my money back. And basically, if y'all seen the video, y'all saw that Lee Daniels is very nonchalant and like, okay, you know, hey, we don't need to do this here, Dame. And Dame like, fuck that. We doing that shit here and now, because if I got to bring the law back into this shit, it will not be pretty. You know what I'm saying?
Were they in a church?
No, it was at Diana Ross concert or something like that. Yeah, I think it was Diana Ross. It was somebody singing. And Dame Dash being Dame went to him like a G and said, yo, G-check, give me my money, fam. You know? I can't see myself borrowing that much money from any one of y'all and not paying y'all back at all. Like,
yeah, especially if you got your money back from
you know the what loan. I'm saying? You got that and then some. You know what I'm saying? Now, I could be an asshole and be like, yo, that's interest, fam. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
And to me, Lee Daniels seems like he really don't care about I would say, the culture too much. He just care about the dollar. It seems he just what they call it, just putting this
culture.
Like, he's just putting in just because, you know, black people are going to run to it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the type of person he is. You know, more and more, because he told Monique to shut up about the whole thing with Precious. And that's, like I told you, that's the reason how all that stemmed between her, Tyler Perry, and Oprah, because the 50 G's she was getting, she wanted more money. And Lee Daniels and them said, no, we're not going to give you more money to do promotion. Okay, well, what about the flying and the speaking with the press about this? I need to get paid for that. This month, we on my time then. Yeah.
Lee Daniels is, he's like, he either is or was like head of something at BET, right?
Oh, shoot, man, I can't even call it, brother. I don't even know. I think that's where
he comes from.
I think it's another Daniels over there. He's from here. He's from Chicago.
I know it's a female and a male, like a female and I think her husband, which may be Lee Daniels. I'm not sure, but we should find that out.
I'm about to look that up right now, brother.
But yeah, that's you know what it is, man. I think that's one of those things where it's like you have a friend that you've been knowing for so long, and to them, you know, $2 million is not. It's definitely a loan. It's something I want back.
Exactly.
But you know, Dame Dash had to be able to trust him in order to give him $2 million. Because you're not just going to give somebody $2 million that you barely know or you just know is in the industry. You know, you get that to somebody that you can trust. You know, like, I trust you to get my money back. You know, I believe in your project. I support it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it probably took a lot for, you know, for somebody like Dame to do that. Like, okay, here you go, $2 million. Right. And not to get it back, that is like a stab in the face. Like, you know. Yeah, so it hurts him more than us looking at the situation, because I think he got his money back. I think he gave him money.
I don't know. I'm not certain if he gave back his money.
Yeah, I think he did. I think he did it after maybe like 2 or 3 days. He gave him money. Yeah, but why hold on to it, though? You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. He changed his number. That's what he said in the little argument or the conversation. Yeah. Like, hey, yeah, you changed the number. I can't get in contact with you. So obviously you dodging this.
Exactly.
So somebody wasn't being a friend at that point. And obviously it ain't Dame, because he lent you the money.
It's one of the reasons why a lot of people say you can't mix friends and business at all. Because it's a very thin line. And
all right, Duke, man, I got an offer now, man. God damn it.
Because it's like you borrowing from somebody you're not going to never not know, I guess. So it's like one of those cases where the phrase, if I owe you, then you'll never be broke, because where am I going? You know?
Right.
But Dame was like, nah.
Yeah, ain't happening, B.
Nah, fam.
Ain't happening.
You know, I'm a scratch.
You know what I'm saying? Remember, I'm not a rapper.
Right.
Nah, but yeah, man, I totally agree, bro. I totally agree. And I just hope that lessons are learned by this shit from all three. And you have y'all noticed too that Oprah has not said a goddamn word. She ain't said nothing.
Oprah is running for president.
She is not concerned with no $2 million
for no damn debt.
I feel you.
My name Bennett, I ain't in it. Sorry.
Oprah, yeah. Right, he ain't come to me. He ain't stepped to me in no concert. I ain't got nothing to do with
for real. Oprah probably get you shot.
Man, for real, Monique, shit, she better chill out on Oprah.
That's exactly what I say. I understand you pissed, but Oprah rules the world right now.
She connected. Yeah, she connected.
She got them people.
She protected by a lot of people.
And speaking about being protected, another celebrity is out here wilding. Don't know what brother man is on. Now, y'all heard Chris Brown just got arrested, right?
Sad story.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what's on my man's head. But before he did this, he got arrested, y'all, for attempted battery and assault. You know, right? He got off stage, then the cops was right there to cuff him and took him in. But before he did all this, my man went and bought a bulletproof SUV for $350,000. Now, I know he a blood and all this stuff, I guess. And I can see him just throwing money just because he got it. But why would you need a bulletproof anything? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he knows something, right?
Protect you and your daughter and everything. Maybe so. We know something we don't know. But why would you need a I know why 50 Cent needed a bulletproof because dudes is actually after him.
Hey man, you never know.
Yeah.
With these guys, you know what I'm saying? They might get Chris Brown. I'm sure he probably get death threats every other weekend. Yeah. So it's like
it's
you
sad
know, to for him to get, and then you see. You see somebody like X get killed in a car, you know, in Florida. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown was in Florida.
Wow.
So it makes sense to me. I mean, even if I told myself a long time ago, if I ever got enough money to, you know, spend on some protection, that is one thing I'm getting as a bulletproof vehicle.
Because the purge is going to happen, goddamn it.
Yeah.
The purge is going to happen.
Let's hope not.
Hey, man, shit. That shit going to happen. At some point, hopefully we probably be dead and gone, but that shit gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I feel.
I hope not, man.
I feel.
But yeah, I don't knock him for getting that. The whole assault and battery thing. He need to chill out, man. Cause it's like, I think these celebrities don't understand that they're celebrities.
No, I think they understand like, the people that they come in contact with that they understand that they are celebrities. So anything that they do, they can get in trouble for it and get money out of.
But he shouldn't be touching nobody. True. Like, you got people, if you paying for security, you should tell security, get that man in my face. And keep it moving. Because you messing up. If you was doing a show, you in the middle of a show, bro. And you had to come off stage. You messing up your money.
Yeah.
I understand your bond wasn't nothing to you, but still, you know?
Right.
You probably get off on this one, too. But it's just the point. Like, you could be doing so much better with your life besides going to jail, taking mug shots every other month.
Someone be like, yo, I'm a real nigga, so I don't need no protection. I go into the hood of all hoods and walk back out because them niggas know who I am. That's how some of them.
That shit sound good.
Like the 69 kid did.
Yeah. Like he wasn't even in the worst neighborhood of Chicago anyway. He didn't say he wasn't that what he said he was. Had police 12 officers around him. Nah. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, but I'm praying for you, Chris, brother. I hope you just get it together, man. Remember, you got a daughter. Like, I understand.
And he's talented as shit.
He is, like, but this man, just, his mindset is just not there.
I don't get it. This man, like, I like him for his music, but I think his art is like the best shit ever. And I don't understand why this man is even in a mix with people sometimes. Like,
out of control.
Yeah, like he could quite possibly be a new and improved version of what Michael Jackson was. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could dance, he can sing, he can act. You're an artist.
Right.
Like, you got Yeah, you got a lot going on for yourself.
You know what? I'm gonna say, cause I'm gonna say this. Dave Chappelle said something that I like. If I was a celebrity, I'd be like, "Yo, kudos to you. Thank you for somebody understanding." He said, "You know, Martin Lawrence. It's a reason why Martin Lawrence went crazy like he did. It's a reason why Dave Chappelle went to Africa. You know what I'm saying? It's something about Hollywood that's turning him to this." To these nutsos or whatever because of the pressures that they putting on these people. You know what I'm saying? Dave Chappelle was like, mm-hmm. like, Martin, you okay? He said, well, you know, after he had that heat stroke and he was winging his gun everywhere a few years ago, mm-hmm. he was like, it was the best sleep I had ever. He had the best 3 days. He was in a 3-day coma. And he said it was the best 3 days of sleep I ever had. And Dave Chappelle was like, y'all always saying that the person is crazy or whatever, but what's really wrong with Hollywood to have this person? Yeah. So we don't know what Chris Brown probably mentally is going through, you know. And we all, when you are talent like that, we all know that something ain't right up there with a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Because even R. Kelly, I know we talked about R. Kelly a few shows back, but maybe something mentally is wrong with these cats, but they're genius at their craft. You know what I'm saying? We don't know, like us. I guess ain't nothing wrong with us because we ain't doing half the shit they doing. You know what I'm saying? So
we
have our problems, but not like
agree to an extent,
right? You know, I mean, we have our issues, but we're not.
I can agree.
It's not public what we're going through, and everyone doesn't have their opinion and intake on it.
Exactly. So you know. That's what I'm like, you know, we don't really know what Chris is going through, what he's been going through, because we didn't know that his father was in his life or his father was beating his mom or whatever. We didn't know about that till he said something. We didn't know that. And that probably is a stigma in his head forever, which is why he probably beat Rihanna and all this other stuff. You know, who knows? You know? But I'm sure as all great talents, they get it together at some point in their life. He'll get it together. He'll figure it out and get it together. You know, I just hope I hope you figure it out before it's too late.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we talking about all this sad stuff, man. fuck that sad stuff. I got a question for y'all. Y'all ready for the question?
Yes.
Duke. See, Duke went disappeared on me and shit, but
we'll get him back.
Yeah. My question of the day is it cool to give your social media password to your significant other?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't.
Well, now, there are, you know, scenarios here and, you know, details to the situation as far as how long y'all been together, how much trust y'all have in each other, you know, the motive behind it, you know. But if you ain't got nothing to hide, then you know what, go ahead.
Well, you know, of course,
and that's being confident with your partner.
But see, it has to be like it has to be something where, you know, it's trust. I shouldn't have to give you my password to have you trust me. Just understand. You know I'm a handsome man. You know what I do in this entertainment business. You know what comes with that, but you have to trust me enough to understand the DMs are always going to be blowing up. That's a given. You know what I'm saying? The DMs going to be blowing up, but if I got to give you my password to see so you can see who's doing this and that, then obviously you don't trust me, and then that's a problem in our relationship, and I think we probably need to get to
should,
end it.
Should there even be a password when you're in a relationship, though?
Well, it has to be because everything has passwords.
Well, see, now we get into specific details, because are you using a computer? Are you just using your significant other's phone for the time being?
Well, I mean, if it's that and I forget to log off, I mean, it don't matter. I don't care. I have nothing to hide. But if you're asking like, "Babe, can you give me your password? I just want to check on something." If it's like that, I'm like, "No, what the fuck you checking on?"
Yeah, you know, that's true. That's true.
You know, like why do you need? That means you don't trust me, and you heard from Big Bird some bullshit that you know ain't true. But you want to check because now your subconscious is fucking with your brain and you thinking I'm doing this when I'm not. Mm-hmm. Just because you know I'm in the entertainment industry and I'm doing this and that, and you know who I'm rubbing shoulders with. Nah.
Or she might have watched too many love and hip-hop shows.
Yep.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That'll do it too.
And yeah, that's the poison on that. Yep.
That'll send them over the edge.
You know, and that in itself right there is the common denominator. Common factor. But, you know, I'm not giving my password. I have nothing to hide, but I'm just not sharing shit, you know. I'm straight.
Yeah, with that whole situation, I feel like there is a difference between asking for password, because now it's like, okay, why are you even asking for it in the first place? Like, what is your motive? On the other hand, exactly. There's a difference between asking for a password and just, okay, let me see your phone real quick. Or to just, like, look up something or whatever. Like, me and my fiance, we give each other our phones all the time. We use each other's phone on a daily basis. There's really nothing there. Mm-hmm. But if I was to ask him for his Facebook password, or if he was to ask me for mine, it's not really a, okay, why I'm not cheating on you. It's more so of like, okay, that's kind of a, you know, out there randomly, like, why? What do you need to see on my Facebook? Not that I have something to hide, but it's more so like, okay, why are you going through all this trouble to get my password in the first place? Or why are you looking on my page in the first place?
Right. Mm.
Drama.
So glad I don't have these problems anymore.
It's not really a problem. It's just these people out here are crazy. And it is from Love and Hip Hop and all these other reality shows, mainly. Love and Hip Hop. Mm-hmm.
What Jay call it? He call it drama and hip hop. I forgot what he called it.
Drama
and hip hop, something like that. And
I forget what
he called it. Yeah, he called it. I was talking to him, he was saying it to me. And that situation that he got going on. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they watched that and everything. But, yeah, man. But, yet and still, I ain't giving my password to any goddamn nobody. That ain't your goddamn business. I ain't got shit to hide. But just understand this. I'm my own man. I ain't asked you for yours, so don't ask me for mine. Thank you. It's simple as that.
Now, what if you get them reason to?
Well, then that's the
point. Does that change anything?
No, it don't. I mean, if
no, it don't. It don't change.
It don't.
Nah, it don't. It don't change nothing. If I get them reason to look, they don't need to look.
Some of these people are your friends. They not my friend. And I wanted to see what they posted the other day that people are talking about or whatever.
Well, shit, man. Are you my friend on social media then? Shit, if you are, then you can look like that. You ain't. No, man. I'm just, I'm a private guy. With everybody. The only person that knows anything that I got and I do is God. And that's why I'm going to keep it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to give nobody a reason to feel any type of way in the first place, because I'm about my paper and I'm about doing what I'm doing. Ain't shit out here. You know what I'm saying? It's trouble out here. And I'm just really not on no extra shit. You know what I'm saying? My mom used to say, mind your own, live long. So that's what I'm on. I ain't worried about nobody else's shit. Don't worry about mine. Simple as that.
Well, we got to the bottom of that.
Damn right, shit.
Back to square
back
one.
Back to square one. Hey, dude, back to abbreviations.
Oh, man.
You know what?
I don't understand the abbreviation lingo.
It's not even abbreviation.
What was the word? What was the word she had a problem with?
CLD. That's not even abbreviation. Like,
that is.
It's a shorthand.
No.
It's
laugh out loud is an abbreviation. It's three words. Cut up CLD is not like.
It's like it's shorthand.
For Twitter, like, you need those things.
You know.
Yeah,
what?
Twitter started it.
Yeah,
Twitter started it.
I'm new to this Twitter, so that's not valid. No.
What?
Just spell out the whole world. Just like when people say "Happy Birthday, HBD." Don't even tell me happy
because
birthday,
because
what is your problem? Just tell me happy birthday fully. That's so lazy.
Yeah, I'd
rather
like
you not even tell me, like, or I love you. Ooh, do not send me I am a lie. Don't even.
I think HBD is for, like, people that used to be cool with, but y'all not cool anymore, so in order to like just keep it cordial, you say HBD.
I just think they're trying too hard to be like nonchalant, cool, or whatever. It's like, nah, you good.
Yeah, it's it's not authentic. Seems like you didn't even want to make want to say that.
Aren't
so.
Things THNX? What is it? THNX?
Well, Duke, I know when your birthday comes around, that's what exactly what I'm gonna send you.
Thanks.
HBD.
HBD.
HBD. My ninja. My OJ.
My OJ.
My OJ. My OJ. So, like, who, I want some. Somebody open up some candy? What's going on?
Oh, no, my bad. That's me. I'm destroying things right now.
Oh, shit. Angry. No, but, yeah, abbreviations, though, like they're well needed nowadays. I remember my old man didn't know what, it was cutting the fuck up was. I said, man, CTF. You know, I said, CTF you. And he was like, what'd you say, boy? I said, I'm cutting the fuck up. He was like, oh, that what that meant? I'm like, yeah, I'm cutting the fuck up. CTF you.
You know he ain't gonna know what that means. He don't know what LOL means.
Like,
no, he know what LOL means. My niece said LOL like for a long ass time. He asked her what that meant, so I knew he knew what. I thought he figured he knew what CTFU was. I'm like, God.
Yeah, Twitter started that whole thing because you know on Twitter, like now they got it so you can type a little bit longer than 150 words. But before that, you know, you probably had a good four lines to five lines before you was done.
Thank you, Twitter, for doing that.
So everybody had to kind of like shorten everything up.
Thank you so much.
So that's where that came from.
Thank you so much.
To the point where, and you know what I hate is because of Twitter and like Facebook, it's, do you know how difficult it is to write an email normal, like the normal way?
Yeah.
Like I would write an email and then I'll reread it. I would reread it and be like, spell this out. Why am I not spelling this out?
I don't know how to spell could. Like, oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah, certain words.
Like, sorry, like, LOL. I was busy. However, I'll get back to you. The number two letter you.
So I probably just try to send every email from my phone because it got that the spelling thing with Jig. What you call it?
Spell check.
Let me
find out you don't know words anymore.
I don't.
Let me find out you losing words.
Brother, man. I don't remember none of that shit.
See, that's the problem. That's my exact.
I don't remember none of that shit we learned in school. That's half the time. Half the time, I look at my kids. I'm like, what's that mean? What's that? Oh, okay.
You know they're doing.
It took me a long time to figure out what SMH stand for. I thought it was smack my hand or something like that. I didn't know what that meant.
Smack my hand.
I didn't know what that meant. Like, what is this SMH people?
So glad you didn't.
Bless this child, Lord. Bless her.
So glad you didn't assume that.
Exactly.
You know, with these kids today, I don't know.
Oh, my.
Smack my hand.
Smack my hand.
What does that even start to make sense in a sentence, though, is what I want to know.
Smack my hand.
You know, Instagram is it Instagram?
Yeah, but they got TVs.
I think they're starting to do something for like people who have an addiction to it. Like they're going to implement something where it won't have you on the app for too long.
Oh, wow.
So you can get on and off, you know, within a reasonable time.
I thought they were going to extend videos. Like instead of a minute, you can do a video for longer, or is that Facebook or something?
That's Snapchat, I think.
Mm.
You know what? Facebook, like, I ain't gonna front. Like, I'm kind of getting tired of Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so fucking boring to me.
I've been on Facebook 3 times now.
Yeah.
This is my third go around with Facebook because
it's the same shit.
Like, redundant. Yeah, where people keep talking about the same stuff. And then when you do finally find somebody who's intelligent and talks about intelligent things, like, the comment section is just so dry because nobody wants to talk about anything smart anymore or, you know.
They used to the drama shit.
Yeah, they like the drama. They like the bullshit, you know.
And the ones that if you say something about Trump, oh, my God.
It's going down.
Don't you talk about my Trump.
How dare you talk about Donald that way?
How you talk about him like that? Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm actually thinking about getting off there, man, because it's so boring, though. Like, I don't know. I'll get back on MySpace if I could. I mean, I probably could, but it ain't the same. I know that.
Is MySpace for music now?
I think so. I think it is for music now. I'll get back on Black Planet. I think Black Planet's still popping.
Black Planet used to be so much fun. Remember when you used to have to put, like, your picture up?
Yep.
And it had to be like a certain size. Like, you basically were web developing on that.
Yes.
On that fucking
shit. Yes.
like you was doing actual web development on there just to put some motherfucking.
You had to. You'll say, oh, this damn, this size is too big.
Yep. Yeah. Size is too big. Okay, let me reframe it. Then you put in a little message for like the link for the background. Yeah. So your backgrounds would be different. Oh my God, I remember all of that.
That's all.
It's flooding back to me now.
No, right. for real, I'll take us back to all that if I could. I'll take it back.
I don't want all of that. I need them to update all of that.
I'm sure they did. But you know what? Black Planet was just a lot easier, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Black Planet was. Yeah. And it was all about, there was no conversations on there. Nope. It was all about shooting your shot.
Yep.
That was a shoot your shot.
Yep.
You shot your shot. You put your best four pictures up there. You send a message.
Oh, you look good.
Hey, how you doing? Name? You cute. Right. On the real, that's it. If you get a message back, you winning.
That is it, man. Oh, remember Party Lines?
No comment on this.
What?
Man. See, that's y'all back in the
party
day.
Party Lines.
Yeah, see that.
Party line was fun though.
Party line was hell of a day. You shot your shot on there too.
That was fun. Oh yeah, but it was deceptive.
Yeah,
very deceptive. You run into
I met a couple of
gorillas on there.
Yeah, gorillas in the midst. Silence of the lambs.
You gotta tell your friend turn the car. Keep driving. Keep driving.
Your boy. I'm like, yo, dude, go over there and see how she look. He go over there and like, yo, what's up? You know, and then he said, yo, I'll be right back. I got to run to the store right quick. Come back and see. I'm like, how she look? Ugly as fuck. I'm like, all right, let's go.
And they'd be like, nah, I'm about to walk back over there real quick.
Like, what?
Because she fine as hell.
Dirty motherfucker. Dirty motherfucker. But yeah, man. Speaking of ugly, now, we haven't heard nothing from this artist in a minute. Azalea Banks. I think she got breast implants.
You think she ugly?
Her attitude makes her ugly. That's what it is. She's not horribly ugly. It's the attitude and what she.
I don't think she's ugly at all.
No, she's not.
She does. She does have a bad attitude, bad reputation.
Right. You know, I just saw her new video today. I don't know how long it's been out, but I just saw it today, and it looked like she had breast augmentation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look good. I ain't gonna front.
Nothing wrong with that.
But she, Nicki Minaj put up a picture of herself in a mermaid outfit or whatever. And
I thought it was dope, by the way.
Oh, the video or Nicki's picture?
Excuse me, her picture.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And Azalea called her Chicken of the Sea. She said that.
Tuna.
Chicken of the sea. And she was like, stay in your lane, running out of ideas, huh? Last show, me and you.
You said it's a what?
Huh?
Tori said something.
I said that's reaching, kind of. Come on now.
Hey.
Yeah, she not. I think she just being petty at this point, man.
And I also think she got an album coming out, so she needs to get some publicity. You know,
that could be it too.
Come on now.
You know, because she's been gone for like good 5 years. After Iggy left, you know, she's been gone for like a good 3, 4, 5 years, something like that.
That's when she should have stepped out into the out from the shadows.
For real. You know,
I mean, you because she y'all basically shared a name, which is already terrible.
Yeah.
So that's when she should have stepped out because, I mean, the girl hung herself pretty much. Not literally, but, you know, she hung her own career out to dry. So.
Yeah, she shot herself in the foot.
Yeah. So,
I think she's just trying to find the wrong thing.
And now
come out the fireworks, instantly coming for Nicki Minaj. Like, where you been at, first of all?
You know, right. A lot of them is coming for Nicki now because Nicki was on top. Yeah. Nicki was on top for so long. But, dude, we had this conversation last episode. and you said that you didn't feel that Nicki was like biting off Cardi with the noise and stuff. The only noise I know Nicki ever made was that growl and shit. That's all she did. Like, that's all. I never heard nothing else.
She did the growling. She did the voice where it's like, you know, she changed up the pitch.
That shit.
Yeah. She do the Jamaican accent.
That's about it.
She still was quirky. She was still very quirky.
Oh, yeah, she is. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, Nicki, she fell from grace too for a little bit, and that, you know, you see her dating Nas and Meek and all these other supposedly dating Eminem. All this shit is happening, and then she, like I told you about her BET performance. That shit was huff. It wasn't all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? I think Nicki trying to find her way to get back out there. And we all know that Cardi B is the hottest thing smoking right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nicki Minaj did what Lil Kim did back in the day. And now she's a little bit copying some of these, you know, some of the artists, you know, because who she is. Nicki can do anything and folks will be like, damn, that's Nicki. That's Nicki. But then when she's, you know, when she biting people's stuff, it makes me like, damn, you are running out of ideas. You know what I'm saying? I've never known.
I would have to listen to the song you're talking about.
Go on YouTube and just type in the performance. And you see her doing the same thing that Cardi B be doing, that and all that stuff. Like, Nicki, I never know Nicki to make no weird-ass noise like that. Nicki is Nicki. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to take away from her talent. But I can tell when an artist is getting sort of desperate to just be relevant to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? And if she is biting off Azealia with this, I've never seen Azealia do a mermaid, nothing. But, you know, for her to come.
It's been, the mermaid thing has been done before, right? in the fashion industry or.
Oh, yeah.
Mermaids became a thing out of nowhere, yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, it's not nothing new.
True, yeah, it's nothing new.
I mean, what idea? There's no idea out there right now that's original or unique.
Yeah, it is.
For the most part.
I got a whole bunch of unique ideas in my head right now, but I just can't do it because the money ain't coming in.
Terrell, baby, that's just Terrellness.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. But shit, man. But yeah. You know, I just want artists to be original like they used to be. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, Nicki wasn't original. She was a copy, not a exact copy, but she was, you know, she was like the Kobe Bryant to Lil Kim's
Michael Jordan.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess, you know, because she doesn't do exactly like what Michael does.
Yeah, she's not exactly. Yeah, Kobe isn't exactly like Michael Jordan, but I mean, if you want to enjoy what Michael Jordan used to do, then you can watch Kobe.
True.
Nicki Minaj is the same thing as far as Lil Kim goes. Maybe not as lyrical as Lil Kim, but you know, she's up there. It's not that far off, you know what I'm saying?
True.
And then you got Cardi B, who also is pretty much the same as Nicki Minaj, except a little bit, her personality is different. That's the one thing that Cardi B has over Nicki Minaj is her personality. She's a lot more lovable and understanding. Like,
more relatable.
More relatable. That's the word I'm trying to say. Thank you. She's more relatable to females and sometimes even males, because she sometimes speaks for us too.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
So, yeah, Nicki Minaj, she's just a little bit out of touch. But I think she's from an era that's not like with this generation. Right. She was kind of in
there
the middle.
Anymore. It's past.
Yeah, she was born. I mean, her career was born. Right where it kind of like changed, like things went from one thing to another.
Yeah.
So she's kind of in that gray area. So she's kind of, she's trying to like pull both in at this point.
I say this, just put yourself on fire. Ain't nobody doing that shit.
Michael Jackson did that.
No, his hair caught on fire.
It's already been done, brother. Man. Michael Jackson did it already.
R.I.P.
Michael.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mike.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of these females, Amber Rose.
Ooh-wee.
Now, I don't know when. I'm sure it's very recent that she get this talk show with a gentleman. I don't even know this gentleman's name, but Tori, you've seen him before, right? The gentleman that I'm about to, with the gentleman she was on, the show she was on.
Briefly.
All right. So basically, Amber Rose was, I guess the gentleman asked a question. Amber Rose said, if I'm going out on a date with a guy and it makes me a slut, then that's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be a slut.
No, if I'm going out on a date with different guys.
Right, with different guys, yeah.
At a time that makes me a slut, then so be it.
Exactly, yeah. And so be it. And so the gentleman tells her, you know, that doesn't make you a slut. It's sleeping with all them guys makes you a slut. And now the video cuts off from there because we don't know what she said to that. But, you know,
I kind of know where it went after that.
You know, but go ahead, dude.
She said, so that makes me a slut. He was like, yes. And then Amber Rose asked him, so what does that make you if you're sleeping with me? And he said, a slut maker.
No, what does that make you when you sleep with a bunch of women? He said, that makes me a slut maker.
Yeah, right. That shit is funny. So this double standard, this is probably going to be going on forever and ever and ever. Hopefully that we can squash all the bullshit now with this. This double standard has been around forever. So like a hoe is a hoe. A hoe is a hoe. If you sleeping with 50 big, that I've never been around none of my dudes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about my brother. I've never been around none of my guys where they slept with so many females and they walk around proud with their chest pumped out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because drama comes right. to fucking all these bras. It comes
a lot
of drama. So I don't see how you can walk around and be so proud that you slept with 600 women in 1 year or whatever. And you don't feel no type of way like, damn, what am I doing? I'm a slut. I'm a hoe. That's, you know, I don't get it. But, dude, please help me out, brother. Toria, help me out, Toria.
Are we talking about? So we're going to talk about double standards, right? Double standard. About men sleeping with women and women sleeping with men. So, okay. Here's my thing. When we were born, not born, but when we were being raised and taught, you know, boys do this and girls do that, that was more so for like, that was old fashioned way of thinking, you know, where guys got to soil the royal oats and, you know, get with the right ones or get with women and, you know, choose the right one, where it's the opposite for females.
Right.
You know,
right.
You get with the one that chose you and you be loyal to that right. one. You know what I'm saying? And that over the years has went away because obviously it's just too many people out here at the point. Yeah. But the double standard, I think it still needs to be a double standard in my opinion.
It has to be.
Why?
Because this is why. Men and women think totally different and we act totally different in different
situations.
Yeah. And so even when it comes to like sex, like sexual diseases are not the same for us as it is for y'all. Like if we get a disease, we may not even know we have it and we'll pass it to somebody else, like a female or whatever, and that be it. You know what I'm saying? We don't get anything. But females, y'all get diseases, and that's it. Like, y'all shut down. Y'all passing that shit to everybody, and whatever the case may be, you know.
And so are y'all. Y'all just don't know that y'all have it.
But even if you're with a woman, like, if I just don't have sex for 4 months, you know, I'm good. And the person after me will be good, depending on what it is, right. obviously. But, you know. But, basically, what I'm trying to say, sex, having so much sex as a female is different from a guy having so much sex. It just is chemically. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, what's bad about that is that guys, when we climax, you know, we're out of there. Like we're done for a couple of hours. You know what I'm saying? Or we can go sit down for the day. We're good. Females, y'all climax and it's like, okay, I want another one. I'm not done. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got that like hormone thing where it's just like, yeah, y'all can keep going. So it's like easier for y'all to say, well, if you ain't giving it to me, then I can go get it from somewhere else. Plus, that somewhere else is not going to deny you or reject you and be like, nah, I'm good. You know, with a guy, it's like, we got to actually go out there and, you know, get rejected and go get right back up and say, okay, let me go to the next female and see if she'll take me or whatever the case may be. It's easier for y'all to really have sex more than it is for us. So for y'all to be out there and just giving it away is like almost like, come on now. Like, it's almost saying, it's basically like LeBron going to go play with Golden State Warriors.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? but like, seriously, like, it's just different, man. Like, I'm not saying y'all shouldn't, you know, sleep around. Like, obviously, we all humans. You know, females are going to sleep with whoever they want to. That's cool. But I just would recommend not doing it so often. Like, don't do the 2 guys in 1 week thing. Maybe even 2 guys in 2 week thing. Like, because I've heard a lot of stories and seen some things in my life that, you know, made me think twice about females. Because I used to be the type that, you know, hey, females can't do any wrong. Mm-hmm. They're always loyal. Yeah. They're always this and that. And then life just
changes all of it.
It presented itself to me, and I was like, oh. Yeah, I'm not so that petty. I don't have to come off that pedestal now. Yeah. So I don't know, man. Like, at the end of the day, you know, there are going to be some people that are promiscuous, just like men. Like, there's not every man is promiscuous and wants to sleep with everything walking.
You know, so I you know, there's females out there that actually, there's females 50-50. Out there that think like us.
There's
probably a handful of females that actually think like guys, and that's only because they're dykes, because they got pee-pees already.
No.
If I tell you to stop using that goddamn word one more time, the fuck?
Not every female gets emotionally attached when she has sex. Some females are able to cut that part up. Some females actually. If you're not doing your job and you're not getting me off, I'm going over to the next one. I'm sorry. Somebody's going to get it done. Oh. And by me being a female, it comes to me very easily. Yes, it does. Not me specifically, but in general, yes, it does. It comes to me way easier than it comes to you guys. But the whole thing is that society and social media.
Oh, hey, we're going to bring her back.
Right when she's getting in, we got to get her back.
Right when she's getting in. She basically said social media is things, because a lot of people say that, you know, females are hoes because they sleep with 50 billion guys when guys sleep with 50 billion girls. You know what I'm saying? But for me, that's shit. It's crazy.
I mean, but this is the thing, though, like, because just like we were talking about Love and Hip Hop earlier, like, if you look at that show and you see all of the people having sex with each other, like, they're sharing each other, basically. You know what I'm saying? So it's no real, like, how do you teach a generation to be more faithful and loyal when all they see is people hopping from penis to penis or pussy to pussy? Like, it's no relationship building. There's no love making. There's no love interactions. Well, like, it's just, you know, hey, you coming over? Yeah, I'm finna smash. Yeah, we good. We finna drink, finna smash, and then boom. That's it. I'm on to your friend now or your sister. It's taboo, but I mean, it's not cool to think that way, have that mind frame. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool for like a phase. Like, you know, when you're young, dumb, but you're a little responsible, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you're strapping up. You know, that is cool. It's cool then. It's not cool when you're in your late 20s, early 30s, and you out here trying to rope a woman.
Motherfuckers are like, you know what I'm saying? She's still trying to do that. So, you know what I'm saying? Well, hopefully, me and you ain't like that, you know?
Nah, hey, I'm definitely not gonna be like that. I'm over that shit already.
We don't know what tomorrow, what shit may happen. We don't know what, how we gonna be. I don't know. I mean, I know about my money right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm trying to get Toria back here to go in.
Yeah, we gotta have a pan on
there
that.
There she go. You back, mama. Go ahead, say what you was about to say. I know you was cut off. Toria. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm here. She left. I was gonna tell her where she left. You left off at niggas ain't shit. Go.
That's not what I said.
Niggas ain't shit.
Niggas ain't shit.
So what I remember basically from that is that if you're not getting me off, I'm going over to the next one. And it's easier for me to go on to the next one because I'm a female, and obviously y'all do anything that walks with a pulse. So it's like, here I am with a pulse. Just make sure you're good at getting me off.
Yeah, I got to laugh at that. I ain't fucking dogs.
Anything with a pulse. The motherfucker in the COVID is got problems. Y'all is on the list.
You about to get this Wayne Chung.
But the whole second floor of the hospital is on the list. That's crazy.
No,
it already takes so long.
But that's why
so long or so quick, and then it's over with, and we don't hold on to that nice feeling forever. Like, for y'all, it's so easy to freaking just get off. For us, it takes work, and for somebody who's willing to put in that work, it's like, okay, now, yeah.
What? Right?
Oh, we know.
But then, all right. So, you know, jacking off and masturbating. Period. That shit, like. Yeah, y'all do it too. Y'all can do it as fast as we can do it.
So I'm not gonna lie. Yes, we do.
Yeah, you know I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's that double standard stuff, man. It don't matter.
It's
like,
not a double standard.
But that's a physical thing. Like, we can't. That's a physical thing.
And in the house. And being these little quick, cute, quiet little, you know, all right, baby, I'll wait till you get home. I'll have your steak and eggs ready for you when you get here, whatever. It's like, no, we need to get off too. We like to get it in as well. And you need to do your job to make sure that it's happening. If it's not, then we're moving on to the next one. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's that shit. See?
That's how
females think. So that's how you think, huh, Toria? That's what's on your mind? That's how you feel?
That's not how I think. I said that's how most females think.
No, I know what you're saying. I'm messing with you.
That's how she's yeah, she
what? Yeah. You know,
well, that's basically what I said.
Everybody who's listening to the show right now, please, you know what I'm saying? We want y'all feedback. Hit us up on our social medias. You know, Duke, let them know your social media. Toria, let them know your social media so they can hit us up and we can let them know. And then next week, we will, you know what I'm saying, tell everybody, let everybody hear it or whatever. Let's say this person said, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, let them know your social medias right quick. We ain't at the end of the show. I'm just saying, let them know your social medias. Yeah.
So Facebook is Toria, Toria. Early, last name. Instagram is all lowercase, Toria. Early. Hit me up on either Facebook or Instagram. My Twitter is in the work.
You're breaking up, mama. We can't hear. I can't hear nothing you're saying. Everybody's probably here. I can't hear you. Dude.
Facebook?
You're breaking up bad. Hey, dude. Duke left. Toria, let them know that again because you broke up real bad, mom.
All right, so my Facebook, can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, Facebook is Toria, space Early, first name Toria, last name Early. And my Instagram is the same, Toria Early, all lowercase, no spaces.
Boy, I tell you.
I hate when it does that.
I know, right? We're gonna get it right, get it better. Dude, give me your social media because I really want people to chime in on this conversation. If y'all
I got it.
If y'all want to be on the show, please, y'all download the Anchor app And trust me, we'll bring y'all in. Y'all can talk on. We can talk this good shit for real.
And I gotta. I just want to ask the people also about this whole slut walk thing, because I can't seem to get a straight answer from anybody. But I'm not personally. I don't like it because of the name. I don't know what the movement is, but I don't like the name of it.
Being the fact that we both got daughters' money, I don't want my daughters to walk around saying that shit.
A slut is not a good thing.
Yeah, that's not a prideful thing to say.
Nah, it's not something you should say to a female. It's worse than bitch, because bitch is just
a dog.
An attitude thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's but fighting slut, words. That's fighting.
That's your going in. That's your every time she about to get there you go.
But yeah, I just want to know about that, because I don't want to say I don't like something. I do not like the name. Like, regardless, it can be like, you know, a walk for Jesus Christ and the nuns of the world. I just want to know why the name slut walk. It makes no sense.
That's Amber Rose's thing. I think for her, because she know, you know what? I give to her to know that she knows what she is. She is what she is. You know what I'm saying? She sleeps around. She goes to do
the hell though. Every time. No. This is my problem.
What I'm saying.
This is my problem with that though.
Right. No.
She has had a boyfriend. Every time we've seen her with a guy, it has been her man. Kanye West was her man. Wiz Khalifa was her man. 21 Savage was her man. Like, everybody we've seen her with was a man. Her boyfriend. They were in a relationship.
Honestly, what,
why are you calling female sluts? Honestly, dude, when you're
was she really? Were they really her man, or was she really just somebody just be on their arm because they got money? Like, she, like, I don't know if I can claim a hoe. Like, and I know she won. Like, Wiz Khalifa, he had a baby by her. But Kanye and 21 Savage, they know what she was. She was a stripper. And she got a ring.
A stripper does not make you a slut.
No. I'm just saying, but from her background, they knew what she was. But actually became a stripper. She was messing around with other cats before Kanye. I forget. I can't name who she was messing with then. But they was like some rappers and shit. You know what I'm saying? But them niggas never claimed her. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying?
But that's before we get. I'm just talking about from what we've seen from her since she's been introduced to us. From Kanye West,
true.
There's been no mention or actions of her being a slut, is all I'm saying. So why are you calling all these females or allowing these females to walk around calling themselves sluts? Because I don't get it. So I need somebody to fill me in on that.
You know
why that makes sense to them and to their children being
I'm
called
sluts. I'm going to say it because I'm a grown-ass man. And I don't give a hell what y'all think or whatever. Because you need a slut to know to tell you what that word means. Fuck.
I'm fine with that.
You know, I'm just.
They could tell me too, whether she's a slut or she prefers to be called something else. I need to know what that slut walk is about.
A real woman really ain't gonna tell you what that. But then again, you know what? I know somebody specifically who I can ask what the hell that means. Forgive me.
I'm about to say.
She bragging to me.
Whoever she is, you just called her a slut.
You know what I'm saying? I understand this, y'all. Mr. Preppy Boy, I speak my mind, and the first thing, and sometimes I don't filter the first thing, I don't filter the things that come in my head, so I just spit. I'm like Kanye on that level. I say what I feel. I just spit it out. So understand that about me. But yeah, I do know somebody who I could ask. But anyway. Anyway.
Yeah, moving on.
Moving on. We are going to talk about Toria. You ready? You ready to talk about this? Oh, wait. Before we talk about this, I want to talk about this Korean rapper. This Korean rapper, he was on. I never rode JetBlue before, but he was kicked off because he had tattoos and he was Asian.
What?
Yeah, he was basically kicked off the plane.
That is so ridiculous.
Yeah, he was basically kicked off because he had tattoos. He was Asian, and he paid for his ticket. And you know, he didn't do nothing. He was sitting there with his pillow on his neck. With his eyes closed and just doing this thing, not bothering nobody, and either a Caucasian person got offended, said, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? Jackie Chan's a gangbanger. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And,
what?
And so it's a video of him getting escorted off the plane, and he asked the brother, he said, so I'm not going to Minnesota? And the brother said something like, no. Just like that. He basically tells me he's not going to Minnesota. And he just got kicked off because of that. Because he had tattoos. His name is Jen Gates. His name is...
There has to be something else to that. I refuse to believe somebody got kicked off.
Well, you know, all the get kicked off because off the airplane, they dragging the Asian doctor off. You know what I'm saying? They're just picking people. So if you're on the plane and they just pick you, dude, because you're tall, like, you know it's a problem.
I mean, there had to be. Please tell me there was something wrong with his ticket.
No, there's nothing wrong with his ticket. He said it wasn't even first class. It was commercial, and he was just just on there to go do his show in Minnesota, and they kicked him off.
Because JetBlue is the one that does the whole like they don't cancel, they don't stop their flights. Like, let's say if they had like 3 seats left, and let's say 7 people bought tickets or 6 people bought tickets, right? Right. They'll, like, those 3 that went out, they'll say, okay, this person paid for the ticket. Let's see. Basically what they do is, let's see if we up the price, take it from $250 to $350 or $450, see if anybody will buy it. And if they buy it, they basically take those people that paid $250, they kick them off. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
And we'll give the... Yeah, that's what I heard that they do. So I'm hoping that's what they did and not kick somebody off because of their tattoos.
They've been doing way more petty shit than that. So why is this surprising?
That's what I'm saying. It's not surprising, but it's the fact that, like, man, when, like, really? Like, I could see if
he never catch a break.
Exactly. I could see if he had a gun or you thought he had drugs in his head. I don't know. Something. My man looked, he was clean. He just had... He had a regular t-shirt on with his pillow on his neck, about to relax and close his eyes for the little couple of hour flight, whatever, to Minnesota, and they kicked him off because he had tattoos and he was Asian. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck is in Minnesota anyway?
Well, I mean, like, he was a rapper, so a show. He was just doing a show.
Yeah, but like, what is he going to do in Minnesota that's so dangerous? Like, even if he was to, you know what I'm saying? Right. Even if it was about him being a danger, like, who is he a danger to in Minnesota?
Brother, I can't even call it. I don't know.
Mall cops? Yeah, that shit just don't make sense.
I can't even call it. I just think we just live in this. This is a horrible time to just be in America. It's just a terrible time just to be alive, period. You know what I'm saying? It's just horrible.
I won't say that.
No, it.
I won't go that far.
I have to. Because think about, this should be going on before we was even born. True. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, just like, you would think it would get better. You would think it would get better and people be like, you know what? This is senseless. This is stupid. Like, you know what I'm saying? We all bleed the same blood. Ain't nothing for to happen, but I understand. You know what I'm saying? The whole 9/11 thing. You think everybody that looks different is going to fucking and crash a plane into a building. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And at some point, you gotta be mature enough to be like, oh, man, this brother, probably, who knows? He probably a father, a husband. He probably a fucking doctor that just got a lot of tattoos on him. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I just really wish society and America would just get it together. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. Like, I'm so, I don't want to do shit no more. I don't want to fly nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather drive, but even when we was going to Memphis, I felt kind of like shit. I just hope nobody don't be crazy. I know I shouldn't put that in the atmosphere, but it's just, goddamn, when is it going to stop? When can I feel like I'm safe in my own state, in my own country? I don't feel safe. I do not feel safe here. I don't feel safe in America. I should as hell probably feel safe overseas. It's nowhere. Maybe we should go to fucking Mars and leave the flat Earth. I don't know.
I'd rather go to Africa.
I mean, I'd rather go to Africa, but you ain't safe there either. Shit. Unless Akon and the Akonda Forevers save us.
I don't know, man. Like, I think you still got to live your life, you know?
Right. I mean, yeah.
Because it's a rib fest going on.
I know.
And it's the end of it today.
And
so
I was going to ask you where you're going.
Nah, it's ribs. I'm not going to do that.
I heard so, you had vegan shit there.
Oh, they do?
No, they do. They got vegan. They sell the news.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they have vegan.
I had to stop back.
Yeah, they have vegan food. They wasn't all just ribs and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I just say that to say, you know, you got to still live your life, you know. You can't worry about what could happen.
Yeah.
You know, it is a bad time to, I think it's a bad time to really, I won't even say this is a bad time to be alive. I think this is like the perfect time for people that are tired of being oppressed or, you know, to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Outcast, like, or treated like outcast. Like, this is the perfect time for all of this stuff. So, like, for all of us to get together and be like, yo, this is enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, they separating children from their parents. Yeah. I think that's the saddest shit ever. Yeah. Like,
just imagine, bro.
To separate kids, man. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine my child.
I can't either.
Did you see the video where they were in court?
Yeah.
Where the kids were defending themselves.
Exactly,
and that shit was pathetic, man. I'm like, yo, this is America?
Yeah.
America. Well, we're supposed to be one of the smartest countries, the most professional, the most, you know, all of that. And we sitting here allowing these kids to be separated from their parents.
Defend themselves.
And defend themselves. Not even give them their parents or give them to their parents. Because they're too fucking young to be over here by themselves.
Right.
No, that doesn't. They don't do that because that's not in the rules.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's dumb as fuck. Like, you do what's right, man. You don't have to go by rules all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You do what's right. They too young to be over here by themselves. What the fuck you gonna do? Leave them in a cage all day?
Until they turn 18.
So they turn 18 and don't at night, but you haven't been giving them any school.
Right.
So now they gotta go into the world only knowing one language. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. That shit dumb as fuck. And that shit I hate. And shit like that is the reason why I think this country is going to get better. Because we got to stop allowing this shit. We just got to. Otherwise, it will be a war. It will get worse.
To be honest, I'm glad you got faith, man. Because me, my faith has been stirred. I haven't, you know, I'm praying. But it's just like, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, even if Trump does get out, and after his 4 years, he's not reelected. You know, who's to say that the next president that's a Democrat or whatever won't be worse?
I have faith because right now, today, there are thousands of people on the expressway.
Oh, yeah.
Lined up.
Dan Ryan.
Blocking off traffic because of gun violence.
Yeah.
So I have faith. You're right.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
because I believe people are still, you know, we still have a conscience, we still have morals, you know, we don't let things like this affect us. I think certain acts of violence or evil happen, and people got to realize, like, damn, like, you know, the shit I've been doing ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? Like before that whole Junior shit happened. Yeah. You know, it was a lot going on in hip hop and in the media where people was just beefing everywhere, people just talking shit to each other. And then that Junior shit happened and it kind of brought you back down to earth, like, okay.
Right.
You know, it's real shit out here. Let me stop acting up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Yeah.
I still got faith though, man.
The human
condition ain't all the way fucked up. I don't think.
I'm trying to have some faith, man. I might as well be an alien.
Yeah.
I don't know human race.
But you gotta
human race just
you gotta put the good in people sometimes, man. You know, show them something different besides an argument or a curse word or a fist.
True.
You know, show them something different. Like, brother, you right. I'm not finna argue with you today.
True.
It's cool. You know?
Yeah, man. I'm I mean, I ain't gonna punch him in the face if you're wrong, but I'm like, I'm trying to be that way. I'm so trying to be that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm still growing. Yeah,
you'll get there, man.
I'm still growing. But we about to get into some this some us. As Toria left us right quick. We finna get into this NBA stuff, bro.
Let's not stay too long, though.
Oh,
we're gonna lose. We're gonna lose people.
Shut up.
But let's go. Let's get to it.
We're gonna lose people. Listen, man. All I want to talk about is LeBron going to LA. That's it.
He finally went.
Yeah, he finally went. We knew this was coming. Like even when he was in Miami, we knew this was coming. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know, but the thing is, like, everybody is talking about how he's gonna fit with LeVar Ball. And Lonzo
Ball.
No, and his father too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. Are they going to mesh up? But what I'm interested in is how is Rajon Rondo going to accept LeVar Ball? Because LeVar Ball going to be a critic to everything.
Vocal.
And what is Rajon Rondo going to do if he starts saying stuff? Because Rajon don't hold nothing back. We know this. You know what I'm saying? I just wonder what you think, how he would be with him.
Well, first of all, let's get a little bit of context as to why they got Rondo was because Lonzo is hurt right now.
Yeah, meniscus.
Yeah, so he might need surgery, and he'll be gone for a majority of the year anyway.
Right.
So they got a similar player in him, which is Rajon Rondo. I'm not mad at that. I don't think Rondo is mad at it if he comes back and starts. Because Rondo is not he's not starter material right now. He can go out there and get you, 10 points, 10 rebounds, maybe in 15 assists. That's cool, but that's not gonna change the game, the face of a game. You're not gonna, you know what I'm saying? You're just passing somebody the ball. If anything, they could just lay off you and, tell you to win the game now. Tell Rondo to win the game for him. So he's not gonna make that team. If anything, he might break it, but he's not gonna make that team. So I don't know. I think once Lonzo gets back, it'll be interesting to see. But I don't think he's gonna start once Lonzo gets back.
Oh, hell yeah.
At least not for long. I think Lonzo probably come off the bench maybe two or three games just to see how he does. Maybe he even does start and, is limited with his minutes.
They do got Josh Hart over there. I think Josh Hart is a point guard, too.
Yeah. But Josh Hart is, who knows?
I mean, you get rid of Isaiah Thomas, so it's like,
I feel sorry. I feel bad for him.
And he ain't did nothing.
This man's – he didn't do anything. And LeBron seems to be his fucking – his kryptonite right now.
Yeah.
Because everything that has happened to him is because of LeBron.
Yep, LeBron.
Everything negative.
LeBron, like, I don't want him here. Okay, let's trade to Orlando.
Yeah.
Orlando may not want
him. They traded him to who? No, they traded him to L.A.
No, he traded
him. In L.A.
No, but I'm saying that, like, L.A. is going to let IT go. I mean, I think buy him out or whatever, and he's going to go to Orlando Orlando needs a point guard. So.
But that might not – I mean, that's true. But, sometimes what I just learned today is if you get a – if they buy you out or if they trade you with the buyout, you basically – the team that you're going to – is only going to keep you for – they're not going to keep you on their roster. You're just going there as like a part of a deal. So somebody else is going to pick you up. So he may go to Orlando on paper, but it's not going to last. He's going to get picked up by somebody else. Just like, for instance, Dwight Howard. They traded him to
– Washington? Oh, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, right. But he didn't stay on paper with them. He went to Washington. So I think the Isaiah Thomas thing is pretty much the same situation, almost. But I think he should have just got surgery.
Yeah, yeah. Just
He should have just got surgery.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
But LeBron in LA.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm skeptical. I'm not going to say they're going to miss the playoffs because I don't see eight teams better than LA. But I don't think they're going
to
go deep.
I think they need to mesh. I think they need to mesh before anything.
That's not going to matter in a 7-game series.
Right. Because LeBron
going to
take over?
Personally, I think LeBron is tired. LeBron is going to have to change his game if he goes to L.A. Because it's going to be a different type of basketball being played out there.
Yeah, he's on the West Coast.
And he don't have the tools like he did in Cleveland. He don't have a Kevin Love. He got a Brandon Ingram. He don't have Kyrie Irving. He got Rajon Rondo. Right. And you see what Rajon Rondo does to every team he goes to.
Yeah. I mean, but
he plays average, and that's about it. You're not going to get nothing spectacular out of him.
Besides his passing.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's just a guy that don't like to shoot. So there's your weakness.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he was Russell Westbrook, we'd be just be a whole totally different story.
that's what he's going to trade for, but I know they ain't finna give him up. OKC.
Nah, Russ ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, he's stuck. Yeah. But, y'all, I enjoyed today's show, man, episode. Like, this is, you know, we going to always bring y'all good shit. You know what I'm saying? We always bring y'all. And please understand that we are on Spotify now, so you can go check us out on Spotify. You can check us out on Breaker, Stitcher, on the Apple app for you Apple users, and Google for you Android users. You can check us out there. But you know what I'm saying? Just keep in tune with us because we got a lot of good shit popping right now. And, you know, we want to keep everybody in tune with us. You dig?
And watch out for the schedule change.
Yeah.
Because we soon will be doing middle of the week podcasts.
Yes, we will be doing that.
So we can get you up to date a little bit more.
In Saturdays. yeah.
Current, you know, information instead of, you know, waiting a couple of days after.
And just stay in tune with us, all right?
And give us positive, negative feedback, whatever it is we want to hear.
Disrespectful. I'm sorry, I can't take disrespectful shit. Just you know, if it's negative, I'm just saying, like, you can be negative, but this don't be all you motherfuckers suck, some bitches, shit. All right, that's all I'm saying. So from my brother Duke, from my little sis Toria. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world. We appreciate y'all being here with us this lovely Saturday afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are listening to us, man. Peace. God bless. Stay positive, y'all.
Peace out, y'all.